And you're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at wrir.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A-Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral, for all.net. And we just finished the first hour of today's show with a track from La Sonora Masuden, who you may have seen when they played live here as part of Secret Planet Richmond series in September. Their new album in 2024 was called Magnetismo Animal, band from Colombia. And this was an honorable mention record for me, released by Barbez Records. And we heard the song from that called Kemate to finish up the first hour. Speaking of Secret Planet Richmond, they are behind a new monthly Salsoul night at Get Tight Lounge. The first event is coming up on Friday, December 20th, with DJ Ratan from Miramar and Bioritmo spinning tropical vinyl Friday, December 20th at the Get Tight Lounge, and that's going to be happening once a month over there, Salsoul night. Before La Sonora Masuden, you heard one of just two American bands in my top 20 list, not atypical for this type of program, but these guys from Austin, Texas, called Superfónicos. Although most of the members of the band were either born in Colombia or are of Colombian ancestry. We heard a track from their debut album, Renaceré, for Spaceflight Records. This album was over 5 years in the making. And we heard the song La Semilla. Great record. And the singles trickled out over the years, so I've been playing them for quite a while. This did, as a full album, make it to my number 5 album of the year this year from Superfónicos, and I just hope the next album doesn't take as long to make for them. And then before that, we heard two songs from my favorite album of the year. It's called Santa Suerte. It's by a band called Cumbia Boruca. And this was actually self-released in 2023 by the band, and I didn't catch up with it until this year. This band is a cumbia band, as you could tell from the title and from the music. They're actually based in Lyon, France. And they're led by a Mexico native, Hernan Cortez. He's from Monterrey, which is the Mexican capital of cumbia. And he's toured the world with the late great Mexican accordionist Celso Piña and his band La Ronda Bogotá. And then after Celso passed away, started his own band. And they are just outstanding. Really, really good. We heard two songs from them in that set. We heard Mis Raíces, or My Roots, which featured a cameo there from the Cuban rapper La Dame Blanche, who's also based in France. And then before that, and starting out that last set, was their tribute to Celso Piña from Santa Suerte called Eternamente Celso. Cumbia Boruca, look those guys up. Cumbia with a K, by the way, if you're trying to find them anyplace. And really, just a great record. Can't say enough good things about it. And you heard it for yourself. All right, we're going to get back into today's show in just a moment. But before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Since 1998, Art 180 has been providing opportunities for young people living in challenging circumstances to express themselves through art and to share their stories with others. Their programs help participants develop their creativity, but also a sense of self-worth, teamwork, and problem-solving skills, and hope for their future. Art 180 partners with other nonprofit organizations to offer programs in the community and also operates their art center called Atlas in Richmond's Arts and Culture District. You can learn more about Art 180, about their programs and exhibitions, and how you can help by visiting art180.org. www.wrnr.org. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. So I'm reviewing my favorite new albums of 2024 this week on Global Agogo. Remember, you can see the whole list of them at WRIR.org, GlobalAgogo.com, or on Instagram. And I'm going to start the second hour with an honorable mention album, Africa Yonti, Africa It's Time, by Tidjani Cham from Senegal. This song is called Uduna, right here on Global Agogo.
Tolo ki kaso. killing fire, more be young and the more killing fire. My killing fire, how you young and the sea more fire. My killing fire, how you young and the sea more no. My killing fire, how you young and the one of my fair. My killing fire, how you young and the yanni no. I don't know what if I'm my dear, what you my killing fire, Sabumando. More killing fire, more be young and the more killing fire. Sabumando.
Favorites from 2024 from West Africa in that last set here on Global Agogo. And that was the newest album that's on my list of top 20 albums of 2024. It's called Sababu by Aboubakar Traoré and Balima. It was released on November 29th. But I was ready for it because the album had released a single from it as early as April. So we've been hearing dribs and drabs of it all year. Aboubakar Traoré is a Donso Ngoni player from Bobo-Dioulasso in Burkina Faso in West Africa, who's now based in Brussels. And he's working in broadly the same area as the late Baba Commandant, and before him, Zani Jabate and the Super Jata Band. This is the kind of music that I just really, really love. My number 7 album of the year, you heard the title track of Sababu by Aboubakar Traoré and Balima. And before that, excuse me, we heard an album that's on my honorable mention list, but really could be in the top 10. You know, as soon as you commit to one of these lists, you immediately have regrets and things that you want to change, add, and so forth. And this was one of my first ones. The album is called Ndarila, and it's by Kanku Koyate from Mali. and it's her debut album. She is the niece of Baseku Koyate, who is the guy who has revolutionized the way that Ngoni is played. Ngoni is the West African proto-banjo, as you probably know. And her band includes Baseku's son, Madu, and it also includes their mutual cousin, Lassine Jabate, Koyate. And there's also an outstanding lead Ngoni player in this band who just goes by the name Kanjafa. So this is a great record that I'm afraid almost nobody heard this year. It came out on One World Records. It's called Ndarila. And not on Bandcamp, unfortunately. It is on the streaming services, so you can find it there. Kanku Koyate, we heard the song Nana J from Kanku Koyate. And before that, an album that got a lot of recognition this year, Aziza Brahim's Maja, or I'm drawing a blank here. No one, it doesn't matter. Glitterbeat Records, this is the album that was named Top Album of the Year by World Music Charts Europe. I had it as my number 9 album of the year. And it's a record that sounds kind of placid on the surface, but underneath it's churning with ideas and emotions. Aziza Brahim, if you're not familiar with her, spent her first 24 years of her life living in a Sahrawi refugee camp in Algeria. She now lives in Spain. She's one of the best-known artistic spokespeople for her nation, the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, sometimes also known as Western Sahara. It's Africa's last colony. Continues to be occupied by Morocco against the will of most Sahrawi people. Aziza Brahim, we heard the song Thayilba from the album Maya for Glitterbeat Records. And we started off that set with Tidjani Cham from Senegal. He's from Podor, which is the same hometown as Baba Mal. And on this new record, it's called Africa Yonti, Africa It's Time. The song we heard was called Uduna, by the way. He's collaborating with his guitar playing and a beat maker named Daye Mukhtar. And they're creating a whole new context for Fulani music here, I think. It's a really, really remarkable record. Honorable mention record for me this year, released by Sahel Sounds, Africa Yonti by Tidjani Cham. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. It's always a good time to donate to your community radio station. So if the spirit moves you here at the end of the year, please go to WRIR.org and click on the donate button.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you are invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
Yeah, David's in the studio right now getting ready for Ambiance Congo, which is coming up in 33 minutes here on WRIR, your community radio station. And we're going to start the next set here on Global Agogo with a track from my favorite reggae album of the year. And it was made right here in the RVA by Mighty Joshua. This song is called Live Here No More, Mighty Joshua and his album Dreducation, coming up next on Global Agogo.
Called Freedom Land. sun up to sundown, got to keep working. No, we never get tired of this.
No, we never get tired.
No, we never get tired of this.
No, we never get tired.
Sun up to sundown, got to keep working. Sun up to sundown, got to keep working. No, we never get tired of this. No, we never get tired. No, we never get tired of this. No, we never get tired.
Walk through the fire, been through hell. Body was tired, but the spirits won't fail.
Stopping all the madness, calling for the fire to cease. Had enough of all this trouble, so I'm gonna sing it. estilo cumbia, trashy, choppy, funky. Aunque la mezcla poco importe, no sé la tendencia en la radio local, pero suena fuerte en Milán y en España. Tío, vais a flipar con la fiesta trash que puedo montar.
There's a track from maybe the most fun new album that I heard all year this year by Rolando Bruno y El Grupo Arévalo. They are from Argentina, and they described their sound as cumbia trash, kind of like if the Cramps played Peruvian chicha. And that song a little different, though, from the album Cosas Raras. This is my number four album of the year, by the way. And we heard the song Meren Trash, which is a kind of almost discofied version of Dominican merengue, but with more of like a garage rock aesthetic. It sounds weird when you say it, but that's what you just heard. And this band is on the top of my list of bands that I would like to bring under to Richmond under the Secret Planet Richmond label, but it doesn't look like that's going to be happening anytime soon, just to let you know. Before that, Big Boss Sound, another band right up there in the fun department. This was my number 10 album of the year. It's called The Loafer Rides Again, and you heard the title track from that album for Liquidator Records out of Spain. And it's kind of like ska and rock steady revival, but jazzier. And the band is led by a guy named Nasser Bouzida, a.k.a. the Bongolian, who doubles on organ and bongos. And he has this side project that's called Incredible Bongo Breaks, where he's recorded 548 beats played on the bongos, ready to be chopped up royalty-free into your hip-hop production, so you don't have to sample the Incredible Bongo Band anymore. It's really a great idea. And I like the way he thinks, Nasser Bouzida. Before that, one of my all-time favorite bands, Fat Freddy's Drop, from New Zealand, from their latest release called Slow Mo. And anytime Fat Freddy's have a new record, it's almost always going to make my best of list. This year, Slow Mo is honorable mention record for me. And we heard the song Next Stop, which featured their rapping roadie, who performs under the name MC Slave. And we started off that set with Richmond's own Mighty Joshua, from Dredgecation, his first new album in 10 years. and the best of his career, I think. And we heard the song Live Here No More. That one featured Russ Mel Glover on that. And it's got a lot of guest appearances on here. Other Richmond celebs like Plunky Branch, DJ Williams is on there. And non-Richmond celebs like Junior Marvin and Desi Hyson from the original Wailers. It's my favorite reggae album of the year, no joke. And it's an honorable mention for me, and happy to say that it was made right here in Richmond. And so we're reviewing my favorite albums of 2024, my top 10, and 10 honorable mentions to go along with that. Remember, you can see my whole list of my favorite new albums of the year at WRIR.org, GlobalAgogo.com, or on Instagram. And we're going to wrap up today's program with a couple of Afrobeat bands. First up in this last set will be Lagos Thugs, which is 15 young Nigerian musicians, all in their 20s, playing Afrobeat the way that Fela intended it to be played, slowly and passionately. My number three album of the year is called Chaos. There's four long songs on here. They're all good, and I'm going to play you one of them. It's called Innocent Blood, Let It Be Known. Excuse me. And then we're going to finish up with a band called Ajate, who combine Afrobeat with Japanese festival music called Ohayashi. And then they play it on homemade bamboo instruments that are kind of like mirrors of African ones like the balafon and the ngoni. Really unique project. The album is called Dalatoni, honorable mention record. And we'll hear the song Waya Yawa. That's how we'll finish out the program today. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at the same time with my favorite singles and EPs of the year. 2 weeks from today, it'll be selections from my favorite compilations, reissues, and historic recordings of 2024. Coming up next, Ambiance Congo with David Noyes. And remember, the future is unwritten.
Hey, this is Adonia, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.